Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Carry for Animals, number 261 shows and counting. And a big thank you to Marty Oakley, TS Radio Network, 163 shows was from her network. And she's the one that got me started, so we give her a huge thank you. And also the PPJ Gazette Online, to proudly promote this show every Thursday. If you want to follow my podcast, you can follow them from the PPJ Gazette online, www.ppjg.me. There is a follow button on the right-hand column, and every time that there is a new podcast, it will let you know in your primary email and also an article, or you can follow on www.blogtalkradio.com/voices carry for animals, and under my logo, Animal Advocates Radio, there's a follow button there, and every time the show, a new podcast comes up, it will alert you in your primary email also. My name is Debbie Dahmer, and I am the producer and host for Voices Carry for Animals. And we're going to keep moving on because these animals so well deserve us to be their voices and defend them and speak out for them and fight for their rights and to live comfortably on this earth, you know, free from fear and anxiety, free from abuse and neglect, because there sure is a lot of it going on out there. And there's no excuse for it. So what we have to do, everyone, is take that action, because positive actions lead to positive results. So I want to go on with the show. And these shows, you can listen in worldwide, and all these every Thursday, they are archived. So if you ever want to go back and listen to any of them, you can go to the PPJ Gazette on the right-hand column in their search bar and put Voices Carry for Animals, or are you also putting my name, Debbie Dahmer, or Animal Advocates Radio, TS Radio Network, and it will pop up. The number, if anybody wants to call in later, I'm going to be taking calls. It's the same phone number every Thursday, so if you want to keep it in your contacts, area code 310-982-4270. Press 1 in the queue to speak, and I will let you come in if you have any, you know, questions, comments for the guests. Just try to refrain from any noises in the background, TVs, radios, conversations, and you're more than welcome to come on board. Our furry friends, we can't help sometimes because they bark, but that's fine. We've had that happen. They just want to get their 2 cents worth in. But anyway, if you want to, you know, call in. I'm going to be taking calls probably around 7:30 or so. So you're in the queue, make sure you press 1. Okay, so I'm going to be bringing my first guest on. Her name is Carolyn Griffin, and she's the co-founder of Show Your Soft Side. And I'm going to be bringing Sandy on after her and have them both on air. So I want to also give a big shout out to Spencer Hodges on LinkedIn for hooking us up, connecting us. This is wonderful. Give him a big shout out. All he does for the animals also. He said he's going to be listening. He's from the UK. Hello, Spencer. And so glad that you connected us. He's a social impact networker with a passion for rescue dogs, hosts at Pet Advocacy and Therapy Professionals Network LinkedIn group. And all he does, he's out there relentless and working hard for the animals and helping them, making better lives and futures for them. Thank you, Spencer. I hope you call in. Feel free. And you can also use Skype, okay? I'm going to be bringing Caroline on. And Caroline Griffin, I want to introduce you to the audience and welcome you aboard to Animal Advocates Radio, Voices Care for Animals. How are you this evening? So glad
I'm
to have
fine,
you on.
Deb. And we're thrilled to be with you as well and to speak to you in person, and wanted to thank your audience for tuning in this evening as well.
Yes, and you're so welcome. And I know the audience is going to enjoy another great show, and welcome them all to new listeners out there. Hope you enjoy the show. Are you returning listeners? I hope, you know, thank you for all your support and keep spreading the word out there, because the animals deserve our attention and our help. So, Caroline, you want to go ahead and we'll get started here. And just give the audience a little bit about, you know, tell them a little bit about yourself, how you got started. And ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about a little bit in the show, later in the show, is bringing soft side to every classroom, the cool to be kind. So go ahead, Caroline. You're live and on
thank
air.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you. So Show Your Soft Side is an anti-cruelty campaign that is targeted primarily to kids. Our goal is to stop animal cruelty before it starts. And the genesis of the campaign was a horrific crime that happened in 2009 when two 17-year-old twins were charged with soaking a dog in gasoline and setting her on fire. And it was such a horrific case. It made national news. And the dog was ultimately named Phoenix. She suffered burns over 90% of her body. And she even had the pads of her feet were burned. And if you think about it, Debbie, that she was so much gasoline was poured on her that it actually seeped under her paws. The inside of her mouth was burned as she made this frantic attempt to extinguish the flames. And so at the behest of the ASPCA, they wrote an open letter to our mayor asking us to form a task force, and they offered to help the city. So the mayor asked me to chair this task force, and the case dragged on for months and months, and when it finally went to trial, it ended up in a hung jury, which was really disappointing. It was 11-1 in favor of conviction. And we were making, you know, all these recommendations to the mayor about how to stop animal cruelty. One of the recommendations we said is we need a public service campaign. And I looked into the cost of it, and it was absolutely cost prohibitive to get billboards and bus panels, and I mean, it was thousands and thousands of dollars, and we were given no money and no resources to implement our recommendations. And so in a moment of despair, I got a call from Sandy Risette, who is my now partner, and she said, I'm an advertising professional. I'd like to help you. And we met over a cup of coffee, and I can let her fill you in more, but that really was the genesis of the campaign, this horrific crime that was perpetrated, or two teenagers were charged. They were never convicted.
Some of these stories are just so horrific and sad, and we need justice for all of them. we can't just ignore it. You know, they suffer just like we do. They're in pain. You know, everything happens to them just like us, except we speak in a different language, and they deserve, you know, to live in comfort, free from fear and bullying and slavery and abuse and neglect. These words are so, you know, horrifying. And, you know, what we got to do is just keep, you know, fighting on there, Caroline, because we can't give up or we automatically lose.
Right.
Get the harsher laws and penalties. You know, they need us, and from every angle. And we cannot let them down.
I could not agree more.
No. And it's just so many stories out there, horrific. And you just wonder, well, why did the abuser only get probation and a fine, a slap on the wrist? These animals that they tortured or, you know, bullied, they didn't get that off that easy. You know, some of them end up in death. And that's, you know, and when we're starting out teaching these children at a younger age going through school, this campaign is awesome. I've mentioned it, in, you know, with several guests on the show before, and bringing it up to where, you know, these children, once they're educated and bringing the awareness to teach all, you know, respect and dignity to all of them. And then we're making our generation after generation, the future lives of these animals better for them. So
right.
It's a great idea. I mean, just doing it, you know, have more, you know, field trips to these shelters, you know, one-on-one. I've seen where the kids were reading books to the animals in the shelter. It was so adorable. You know, they would, come one-on-one front lines with them. And because, you know, children, you know, like animals, dogs, you know, man's, woman's, and child's best friend. You just got to give them the chance and open your heart to them. And once the bond is there, it is magical. It is. I just look at your pets that, you know, you have in your home, how close you get. I mean, it's so beautiful. This is more beautiful.
Exactly. And Sandy, I'm sure can tell you. I mean, we saw case after case of kids perpetrating these horrific crimes. I mean, we had animal cruelty was just rampant in Baltimore City, but the worst cases were being perpetrated by kids. And while we were sitting in court for the Phoenix case, two 17-year-olds restrained a mother cat and set her on fire. Two 10-year-olds beat a puppy to death on a public golf course with belts and a tree branch. And so this campaign was born out of outrage. And you know, as Sandy often says, you know, animals were the best part of my childhood. I just could not fathom how children could do this. And so this campaign really was her brainchild, and her advertising background really, I think, put a very creative spin on how to combat this horrific problem.
And then what I'm going to do, Caroline, I'm going to bring her on right now, okay? Just stay
sure.
on the air and welcome her aboard. Okay, Sandy Rizette, founder of Show Your Soft Side. Welcome to Voices Carry for Animals. How are you this evening?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you're so welcome. Anytime, and looking forward to having you both back on in, you know, soon in the future. There's no limit on how many times I have guests on. Some of them have been on many, many times. We'd like to keep in touch and see the progress, and because the more exposure, the better. You know, so, but go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started. And
well,
then
Caroline
Go ahead.
Sorry. Caroline was just telling you about, you know, I mean, she was like living and breathing the Phoenix case. I was living in blissful ignorance. I grew up with dogs, cats, and a horse. We treated them all like family, you know, always had pets. And one day I picked up the newspaper and saw this story about Phoenix. And it felt like within days I read about, you know, the mother nursing cat that was set on fire by the 13-year-old, you know, the puppy beaten to death in a public park. And I was so outraged that, A, that anybody would do it, but that, B, this would happen at the hands of kids. And I, you know, I always say, like, for me, the best part of childhood was, you know, my dog Pudgy and our cats Yankee and Rebel. So I just couldn't imagine that kids could do this. And it consumed me. And that's all I talked about. That's all I thought about. And a girlfriend said, you've got to meet Caroline Griffin. So we had coffee and she gave me, she let me read the report from the commission. And I'll never forget, she invited me to come to one of the commission meetings. And I went with another girlfriend who happened to be on the board of a domestic violence shelter. And at the very end, Caroline asked if we had any questions. And I think the commission was like 30 some people. And I remember saying, do you think the whole Michael Vick thing had any impact on glamorizing animal abuse? And the three law enforcement people in that commission, just their heads were nodding yes. And again, I thought, how could this be? So I wanted to do something and started, I mean, I was a creative director for agencies for here and in Baltimore and D.C. and London. And the idea was, the idea actually came from my husband, because we had this beat up cat that showed up on our door one day and we took him in and we were going to get him vetted and everything and then find a home for him. And he and my husband just bonded. So, and it was, you know, I couldn't help but notice my husband would walk in the door and his whole tone changed when he talked to Little Man, our cat. And it just brought out a really soft, wonderful side to him. So I had this idea that we would get, kids look up to strength, or kids nowadays look up to strength and toughness. And if we got these tough guys, if other guys had the same kind of soft side for animals, and had the idea, and Caroline and I talked about it, and then the question was, how do you reach these athletes and these tough guys? And the same girlfriend said, go meet with Lori Smith at 98 Rock, which was the flagship station for the Orioles and the Ravens. And I remember taking these really rough layouts into her office, and I walked in and every square inch of her office was covered with an athlete or an animal. So it was kind of a done deal. And Lori got our first three, quote unquote, tough guys. And we started this with the lofty goal of getting three posters put into Baltimore City schools. And then when we were ready to launch it, another friend that owned a media buying company ended up getting us, I think, over $200,000 worth of donated media, and it just took off. So that's how it happened, and I think we're on year 9, aren't we, Caroline?
Year 9, and we have over 225 softies from around the country. So it started out as a small little poster campaign in Baltimore, and we had a press conference at City Hall, and thanks to the internet and social media, the campaign exploded, literally exploded overnight. And the next day, we were fielding calls from media outlets across the United States and even abroad. People wanted to see our posters, and we were blown away. We did not expect that kind of response, but we have this incredible photographer, Leo Howard Lubo, who has been with us from day one. And Debbie, we are all volunteers. This is an all-volunteer organization. We have a great board of six of us, and Leo will take 200 sometimes up to 300 photographs for each photo shoot. It's a labor of love for all of us, but he captures these very tough men in these incredibly intimate poses with their animals. And I just, a picture is a thousand words. It just, the pictures resonate, I think, with children, and they also resonate with adults. And what we found that even though this was a campaign targeted at kids, it brought attention to a very violent and disturbing crime without making people turn away. And I remember being on this task force, and our city council president said, I really appreciate what you do. I care about this crime. But every time I see a story on the nightly news, I turn away. I can no longer look at these images of these animals. And so I think it's been a very effective campaign for just galvanizing our business leaders and our elected officials, and really sort of been targeted to kids and teachers. And it's allowed us to really bring the issue of the humane treatment of animals into the classroom.
And that's what I'm looking at. Is so great. What you're doing is so inspiring, you know, and so uplifting, because that's what we need in this world today, you know, more uplifting, more generosity, more kindness. And towards these animals, you know, they're innocent. They're defenseless, helpless,
right,
and voiceless. So whatever we can do, these animals especially thank all of us, you know, especially when their lives and futures turn for the better. Yes.
And I think one of the other hidden benefits has been that so many of our guys have gotten really intimately involved. So we've been able to hook up, you know, NFL players, hockey players, basketball players with shelters in their own area. You know, right now during the pandemic, a couple of our guys have fostered on top of their own animals. So it's bringing some star power to shelters and rescues around the country that might not have had that, you know, otherwise. So it has truly been a win-win for all of us.
That is
great. And
as
Sandy pointed out, I mean, the Softies have really become ambassadors for our message that compassion is strength. And I think an underlying message is adopt, don't shop. So many of our Softies have adopted animals at our events. And these are, you know, these are famous, successful people who could have any dog or cat they wanted. And I think they really show all of us by example what we need in terms of improving the lives of homeless animals and abused animals.
And that's great what they're doing. I mean, just, you know, like you said, adopt, don't shop, you know, spay and neuter your pets. And because there are so many healthy, adoptable animals out there that are getting put down every, you know, millions a year. And there is solutions to these problems, everybody. Just, you know, find some time, go out, and if you hear somebody that's looking for a new furry loved one to come in their home, because they turn into family members. You know, go to your local animal shelter. Help save a life or lives. You know, some of them are so young when they get put down, and it's so sad. And a big shout out to all these cross posters out there also, because they're out there relentless to try to help, you know, find these animals to safety and get them homes, adopted. And they deserve it. You know, go and foster, you know, spend some time with the animals, because it's not easy living in a cage, you know, living how they are. It's sad. I've been in one, you know, several times, and it's so depressing. You just want to see them all get homes, you know. And I've seen that lately where some of these shelters have, since this, you know, coronavirus going on, and it's sad what's happening, all these deaths out there and people getting it. So everybody, please be safe. This is no joke. And they're going to, you know, go to your nearest animal shelter. adopt your new furry loved one or loved ones. You know, give them a place called home, sweet home, because they deserve it. Help save lives. You know, they and tell whoever that's looking, you know, either your neighbors or your friends or family members, you know, just ask and say, go visit the nearest one. You can find them in your Yellow Pages under animal shelters or on the internet. And they got some, you know, and they're healthy and adoptable. I know last year, right. Sugar Bear, you know, she's an Alaskan Malamute and adopted her last year. Buddy passed away. And he, you know, he was 12 years old, furry son, may he rest in peace. But she was sitting there, all these animals. I just looked at them all, and I wish they all could get adopted. You know, so that's what you hope and wish for, because
sure.
there's, yeah.
One of the things we do each year, and we started it back in 2012, just as kind of, we had no idea what we were doing. We put on an event called Project Runway, and we asked we were still pretty local then, and we asked some of our Ravens and Orioles if they'd come one night and model adoptable cats and dogs, and the dogs and cats would be dressed up, but they would, so the softies would just be arm candy. And I think we were due to have our 8th annual, literally April 4th, which we had to cancel because of the virus. But we now have guys that come in from around the country just to model that night and help these animals get homes. So it was pretty devastating to have to shut it down. But again, as Caroline said, these guys have become such good ambassadors. They're sharing animals, they're fostering animals, they're adopting animals, and they're promoting adoption. So we're grateful to all of them.
Yes, yeah. Big shout out. You know, teamwork means so much. Connecting
yeah.
up and, you know, getting all together, just like on this radio platform. You know, if we don't, you know, take action, then we're just spinning our wheels. But if we go out there and I love just like this radio, it's not the only thing that I do. I help, you know, through Pinterest and Facebook and Twitter, LinkedIn, whatever I can do to advocate and help the ones in need and distress. Because I know, you know, plus admin on groups and pages and help out. And you see a lot, you know, just like the Voices Care for Animals support group, you know, bringing awareness, education, encouraging everybody to take action. Now, I was checking your website and Facebook and Twitter, and you got wonderful, you know, information pages there. It's awesome.
Thank you. You know, it's made the world a lot smaller. And you mentioned Spencer Hodges at the beginning of the show. I mean, it's we're connected to people all around the world. And fortunately, I think animals have benefited tremendously from social media. We're just a very tightly knit community. And it's wonderful to keep meeting people around the world who care about this issue.
Oh, yeah. I mean, around the world, too, you know, coming together. I was, you know, just like with Spencer, when he contacted me, you know, we didn't hardly speak hard ever on LinkedIn, but when he did, it's just connecting, you know, and it's not the first time we say, hey, I got a great guest for you, or, you know, come on your show, or become friends with. I've seen so much positivity in this, you know, what I'm doing. I mean, I know I'm not spinning my wheels. You know, guests coming together, working together, former guests, seeing them, you know, become friends and doing things together. And it's wonderful. It's so inspiring.
Right.
People helping people, you know, coming together worldwide. And that's what we need. We can't give up,
well,
ladies. We cannot give up.
One of your guests has been Grace Hamlin, who's one of our softies. So it's no longer 6 degrees of separation. It seems as if it's only 1 degree of separation among most of us these days.
That, hey, Grace is doing it's a great guest. She's been on here several times. I even sent her the link in her PM you know, because he's doing great out there for their staff and everything. So inspiring. So, and I seen that on Returning the Favor, and wonderful work they're doing. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
The wonder.
We have
wonder
a lot.
Voice.
We have a lot of professional athletes and actors and rockers and celebrities, but we've also highlighted a lot of real life heroes, whether they're law enforcement officials or people like Grace Hamlin, who are just doing great work. And sometimes their stories can inspire other people as much, because they feel they can take up the mantle and do something. What I think is just so wonderful about Grace is when we went to Atlanta last year and photographed some of the Wonder Dogs, the students that she works with, I think it helps inspire other kids when they see that we too can be heroes for the animals. So we love our real life heroes as much as our celebrity softies.
Yeah.
Yep. And it gives them something to do. They learn about animals, and I've even had some of the staff come on air and everything. It was so heartwarming what they were saying and doing, and the interest and everything.
Absolutely.
Hello, I'm having an audio problem on Blog Talk. Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Okay, I'm going to be... I have lost Caroline and Sandy. Can you both call back in, please? Yes, area code 410, you're live and on the air.
Hi, Debbie, I'm so sorry. I think reception, the call dropped.
Yeah, what happened is the audio, something with Blog Talk, so I had another way to get in. So I did that, and it's working, so.
Okay, good.
This one is called
Thank
Direct
you.
Connect. Sorry about that. I had to work fast on that one.
You're good.
I think I got you both back on air.
Okay.
Okay, Sandy.
So, Debbie, did you want us to talk a little bit about our humane education program?
Yes, please. And I got another caller calling in, but I'm going to bring him on in a few minutes, okay? He's a former guest. He was 10 years old at the time. Skyler, he is great. He's out there helping his grandmother, with the stray cats. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, that's wonderful.
Aww.
And so I was going to bring him on in a little bit. I asked his grandmother, Community Cats United. She's a former, worked for them. But I wanted to bring him on, and that, because when you bring kids on in here, they get excited and all the work he's doing. He is awesome. Skyler, I'm going to be bringing on you in a few minutes, okay? Because I know you're listening in.
That's great.
we
love
so
that
well
guy.
Too. Yeah, I just was like, a couple times, and Ray Bittner, he's always saying, strength in numbers, which is so true. So she's out there helping the cats, also the stray cats, doing her part. And she, multitask and helps, a big support of this show and helps with other groups and animals. And it's awesome. But go ahead and
go ahead
and tell about your media kit.
Sure.
And then I'll bring him on.
That sounds great. So one thing that Softside has done really since day one is we have always shipped our posters free of charge to teachers and humane educators around the country, and we've sent them abroad as well. And what we have found is that humane educators use them in conjunction with their own programs. But they're also really valuable in jurisdictions such as ours where we really don't have a lot of humane education. And so what we have found is that it's a tool. It's a catalyst, essentially, for discussing the proper treatment of animals. And what is so wonderful, I think, about the campaign is one of my favorite photos is a picture of some kids in Grand Bahama where we had sent our posters. And they're holding up a poster of one of the Baltimore Ravens. And they didn't know who this softie was, but they have grins from ear to ear. And I think it's these softies impart this universal message of kindness for animals. And so we knew we were onto something. We just saw over and over again the reaction that kids had when they met our softies and saw our posters. They want to emulate the softies. And so we have always wanted to sort of step up our game. And we're not humane educators. Sandy's, you know, is an advertising background. I was an attorney. And so we partnered with the Institute of Human-Animal Connection, which is housed at the University of Denver's Graduate School of Social Work. And they are this world-renowned center for research and clinical training. And we asked their director of humane education, a wonderful professor named Sarah Bexell, if she would be willing to partner with us. And she created a lesson plan that she had crafted specifically for use with our campaign. And she created it with some of her graduate students, and it was called Cool to Be Kind. And then some other graduate students created another lesson plan for upper elementary and middle school students. And we were really lucky to get a grant from the Latham Foundation for the Promotion of Humane Education, which allowed us to pilot the lesson plan at a public school in Denver to see if it works, because I think there are a lot of humane education programs that sound good and they feel good, but it's hard to know if they're making a difference. And fortunately, even though it was a very small little study, we found that there were a lot of benefits to the lesson plan. It was effective for promoting critical thinking skills and developing an understanding and capacity for empathy. One child disclosed that there was animal abuse in the home, so it was seen as an effective violence reporting and prevention tool. A lot of the kids shared the posters with their families and friends, and the one takeaway that was really kind of significant for us, Sandy and I have always thought that the celebrities and the softies were effective for transmitting this message. And the testing that we did reaffirmed what we thought intuitively, that celebrities really can help to enhance the efficacy of a humane education program. So even though one-time interventions are not generally effective, we were very encouraged by what the testing showed. And we had been invited last summer to present the findings at the Oxford Center for Animal Ethics, and just found out this week that the research and the lesson plans are going to be featured in an upcoming book that's going to be published. So that's kind of a Reader's Digest version of what we've been up to, but very grateful that we've been able to partner with experts to help us expand this campaign into, you know, a more substantive humane education program as well.
This is great. I mean, it's just so inspiring and just so heartfelt. And ladies, I'm going to be bringing on Skyler, and he is awesome. Skyler, I'm bringing you on air. Hey, Skyler, how are you this evening?
Good.
All right. Thanks for calling in and listening in. Yeah. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
What'd you say?
Skylar?
Yes.
And the audience, I want to Skylar was a guest with Ray Bittner. I call her my Mama Cat, former Community Cats United. And he was a great guest then. He helps out the Stray Cats and just does everything. And there's something great going on there, Skylar. We got some homework for you. We got you some assignments. To tell your friends, okay? Your school friends and your neighbors. How's that sound? On this media kit. Isn't that great?
Yes.
For the schools. You know, I know schools out. Huh? Go ahead.
I want some of those posters the lady was talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll get you plenty. Skylar,
yeah,
I'm so excited to talk to you because we love our cat guys.
We love cats.
Yeah. We'll get you a whole package of cat guy posters.
Oh, that's nice. Skylar, that's awesome.
We're actually
yes.
making new...
Sorry?
Yeah.
They're making
Skylar?
New videos put on their cat page to teach people how to handle... the coronavirus, being out of school, too much time on your hands, you know, basically the same thing the ladies that are on the show are doing, trying to keep kids from hurting animals and giving them tools on other things they can do to help animals, you know.
Oh, that's great. Wow. Mama Cat, that is awesome. And that's and ladies, that is Skylar's grandmother. And she's awesome out there helping the cats and doing what she's, you know, I call her Mama Cat because what's that colony that you feed is 100, over 100 cats or so?
Well, between all five of the colonies, there's about 150, I think, now.
Wow. And where do you live?
Yeah, I'm in Colorado.
Okay.
You know, but right now we don't. All of our clinics are closed down for spay and neuter because it's non-essential. I'm hoping they're all going to open up this week or the beginning of next week, we're hoping. Because this is kitten season, and we have enough kittens the way it is. We don't need to have spay and neuter put on hold any longer than it has to be, you know.
Yes.
It's an
enormous,
the
timing is horrible.
Yeah, real bad.
And during this virus, one of the things we did was, I mean, right now kids are not in school, so there are no posters to be sent out. We can't do new shoots because stay at home. So a year ago, we set up a program to pay emergency medical and dental for Baltimore street cats. And what used to be, you know, once every couple weeks, we'd get a request. Since the same thing has happened here in Maryland, all the TNR has been stopped, all the shelters had to stop their programs. We have been the only game in town. So that is really what we're focusing on right now and trying to provide food and resources for our community cat caretakers.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough summer, I have a feeling. But, you know, like Debbie said, the saying strength in numbers, that's all we can do is just, you know, keep doing what we're doing, taking care of as many as we can. And, you know, we're in the process of building a new catio on the side of my house. I've got a couple that are already in it, but I've got some cats that I've been working with out of a hoarding situation, and they're so close to socialize. So I want to we're building a 24-foot long, about 12, 14 feet wide catio that attaches to the house, and it's going to be split down the middle so I can have the working on cats in one side of it, and then the other house cats on the other side. And it's just really funny when you see when the ferals see the other cats getting picked up, loved on, scratched on, they seem to want that so bad that it just makes all the difference in taming them down. So I'm hoping that by putting them in with Noel and Buster and Pig, that it's going to help that process, because, like, I need more space.
But it's wonderful that you're assessing which ones can be socialized and will do well with more human contact or even a family. So that's great that you are taking the time to assess each and every one.
Well, I've taken some ferals that were fourth and fifth generation of feral, and they want to be loved on too. Now it took me 4 years. There was four of them that were just so feral, and I never, ever in a million years thought I was ever going to touch them. But I went out and read to them every day, and I talked to them and had my coffee out there, and I had my little chair. The fifth year, the last four were finally adopted.
That's
and
great.
It was, you know, but I get it. That's don't have the luxury of that time. You know, so a lot of times what we have to do is we have to spay and neuter, bring them back to where we trapped them, set up houses, and work on their terms. And that's what I do with the other five colonies that aren't in my yard. You know, you just spend a little bit of time with them every single day. And we've got two right now that I can pet in one of the colonies. So I'm hoping they'll be coming off the street this summer.
That's great. Thank you so much for
Caroline,
what you're doing.
Yes.
Yeah, tell her about Percy and Butter Brickle.
So we've experienced something somewhat similar. This calendar year, the first two cats we helped were severely ill. One had such a bad upper respiratory infection, he was actually bleeding out of his nose. The other one had stomatitis, and his mouth was just incredibly inflamed. They were from opposite sides of town, and this wonderful caretaker, who sounds very similar to you, took in the cats in her garage and was caring for them. And soon enough, they started bonding with each other and even going into each other's crates. And the pictures of these two cats, they were obviously abandoned. They completely bonded, and a week ago they were adopted in the same home. And Sandy and I think we know a lot about cats, but this really blew us away that cats from opposite sides of town, you know, in terrible circumstances, not only bonded, socialized, but were adopted together. It was just an incredible success story, and it's the kind of the story that just keeps us going. It just sustains us when that happens.
Yeah,
I love those kind of endings.
Yes, we need more. We need more of them, but we'll take whatever ones we get.
Absolutely, and you know, those are the stories and the circumstances I love sharing with the kids, because, you know that. They see enough of the sad things. So when we can share a attaboy or, you know, a great story like that one, it makes all the difference, because they have to see both sides. You can't just, you know, let them see all the bad stuff that's going on and not the good. And like with my grandkids, they help me with all the houses and the feeding. And when we have a cat at the house that's sick or injured, had surgery, whatever, the kids work with those cats. They take care of them. And, you know, it's something that you wouldn't think needs to be taught, but a lot of kids don't know, you know. And
well, he can become an ambassador for other kids. I mean, he knows so much and really has learn so much from you. It's absolutely wonderful. I hope he goes into animal advocacy work as an adult.
Well, he and my granddaughter have their own page, TNR, The Next Generation, and making videos on how to trap and how to take care of the cats.
Wow.
And, you know, so, you know, a lot of times they see adults doing it and adults, oh, kids, but when they actually see kids doing it, and even adults, I think it's kind of funny. One lady said, well, if those kids make it look so easy, I should be able to do that. Yep. Yep, you should.
Good for him. That's great.
Yeah. Give Skylar and Allie a big hug and say thank you for all they're doing, because it's so meaningful. They're taking the time and, you know, just showing love and care for the cats out there and give them attention, which they need.
Thank you, Becky.
Hey, Skylar, this assignment, when school gets up rolling and everything and got you some homework to ask your teacher, the principal, and every listener out there that has kids in school, because they can get a free, you know, soft side materials free of charge. You just have to request it, okay, for the Cool to Be Kind campaign. And, you know, go from there and get the awareness and the education and, you know, for these animals, respect, you know, treat them with dignity and love them and care for them. And you know, because word goes fast. And when we teach them young, you know, that's when it starts. And if we get a hold of them
younger
and to have a heart, that's you know, it's great. We accomplish something. And so, once it gets started, and these ladies will send you some posters, okay? I'll hook them up with Ray and everything. And to tell Allie, because I remember she came on the radio for a little bit last time, but tell her hello and thank you for what she's doing, because she's awesome too.
Hello.
Yes. You're becoming, you are an advocate there, Skylar. Voices Carried for Animals, number 237, he was on, him and Ray Bittner, so his grandmother. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Yes. And hope you keep it up.
I will.
Because you're a strong voice there, my little animal warrior brother.
We're going to make him an official junior softie starting tonight.
That's
yeah.
I'll have him
That's
go
great.
Do it. Like, too.
He's doing great, though, both of them. Got the pages going. You know, you're on the right foot. Being a voice for the voiceless, animal warrior, a savior, defender.
It's
That's
funny
awesome,
when Scott
Skylar.
Oh, you can't shut him up. It wasn't really ready to be up. He goes, but I'm not ready. I have nothing to do.
I knew he would do good without even practicing or getting anything together. He's got that pro image about him, you know. He's growing up and he knows. Helping out.
Like the lady said, you got to teach them young. And if we can get them involved when they're young and keep carrying through, you know, they'll bring their friends with them.
Right. Generation after generation.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And better lives and futures for the animals. Look it up. You know, you can always bring the negative into the positive. You just got to, you know, dedicate yourself and get involved and do what you, every effort counts out there. Every voice. Just like with Skylar and him, you know, going with his friends, what they see him do, and then it influences them to do the same. He's
sure.
a good influence.
Great role model. Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, Skylar. So you keep doing what you're doing.
Keep up
you know,
the great
you got
work.
Yes. We're going. One day we'll give you an award, okay? Because you deserve it. Yeah.
Thank you.
And so does Ray. Look at Ray, what your grandmother's doing. I mean, all the, you know, taking the time and effort to help them out. That's
Debbie,
what it
the
takes.
The future is bright. The future looks bright.
That's right. The future is in our hands, and that's what we got to step up to the plate and do what we can do to make it better. Not worse,
right.
Better.
Takes
and
a village.
By coming together as one, we can do it. I've seen a lot of victories coming through, and that takes teamwork.
Sure does.
You know, I can't take credit, but when I'm involved and I see it, I was like, wow. You know, it takes all of us to come together as one and do our part. Chain reaction.
But, you know, I think we've seen just a lot of progress. I mean, this conversation is proof positive. But I just look at the change in the world since Sandy and I and Lori and our photographer Leo got together 9 years ago. I mean, we're seeing cases being investigated and prosecuted zealously. We've passed laws to, you know, protect animals. We have now breed neutral legislation in Maryland with pets are included in pet protective orders. We have a beagle bill. We look at our open admission shelter, which, you know, when it was the municipal shelter, it had a 2% live release rate. Now it's has an over 90% live release rate, and it made, you know, our shelter made news this week because they, even during this horrific virus, adopted over 400 animals since the virus started. A couple hundred have gone into foster homes. And so I look at day one when Sandy and I started this campaign with a few others, when these, you know, animals were being set on fire and we didn't know how to handle the cases. There were no convictions. To where we are today, and yes, there's a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done, but I think we can't lose sight of how much has been accomplished and how much more awareness there is. And the social media pages really is where it started for us. We, you know, we're an all-volunteer campaign and had no money at the beginning, but we just started growing our network of friends and followers, you know, through Facebook and other forms of social media. So I think we have to remember there's a tremendous amount that needs to happen still. And as we've touched upon, the lack of spay neuter, you know, during this coronavirus is really a tremendous hardship. But I think we're making very steady progress and just see so many people who care about this issue, who are doing all they can to help animals, whether in a shelter, on the street, or in a classroom. So I think we have reason to look up.
Oh, yes. I totally agree with that. And with your media, I kid everyone, it's on the PPJ Gazette if you want to, you know, get one. And then go from there when the schools start up and rolling and, you know, contact the teacher or the principal. And you can get these and start them up and see it go, you know, worldwide once that it gets rolling. Wouldn't that be wonderful? I mean, just mm-hmm. keep going. Chain reaction. Go viral.
Right. Right.
You know, so yeah. The PPJ Gazette has it on there. I didn't have no room to put it on the link on the Blog Talk Radio program, but on the PPJ it is on there. And it'll say, you know, the media kit below, and it's a link, and you can go right to it. And I'll pass that to you too, Ray, to give to Tyler and his coming up homework and assignments. So I hope, Ms. Schuyler, that I'm wishing you the best of luck when all this gets started, okay? Because I know you can do it. You are definitely a leader in this.
He's going to push it.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He is. He's great. And I'll connect both of you. We're down to less than a minute here, ladies. And Ray, Ray, thank you for calling in. Skylar, thank you so much. And give your sister Allie a big hug for me. And Sandy and Caroline Griffin, thank you so much for coming on this evening. And looking forward to having you both back on, okay? And showyoursoftside.org, everybody. Check it out. And they're also on Facebook and Twitter. And next week I'm going to have Chris Wilkinson. Well, we're going to have some hot weather coming in, so we're going to be, you know, with these children and dogs, the hot car deaths is not good by all means. So she'll be joining us back next week and help pass Baby Cooper's Law. 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Mountain, 4 o'clock Pacific. Listen in worldwide, everybody. And all shows are archived. So hope you tune in next week because we're going to keep going. Paw in hand, united we stand against all animal cruelty and neglect across the land. Good night, everyone, and may God bless you all. Thank you, Sandy and Caroline and Ray and Skyler. And I really enjoyed this show. And a big shout-out to my mother who's listening in and all the supporters of this show, okay, that helps me out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you
so much.
Good night. Bye.